Shock-headed Peter. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by because Prince Bertie the Frog has asked me to read you some poems from a book called Shock-headed Peter. It was written a long time ago by a German poet called Dr. Henrik Hoffmann. He said it was a book of merry stories and funny pictures. As you will hear, it's all about some very naughty children. When the good children have been good, that is, be it understood, good at meal times, good at play, good all night and good all day, they shall have the pretty things Merry Christmas always brings. Naughty romping girls and boys tear their clothes and make a noise, spoil their pinafores and frocks, and deserve no Christmas box. Such as these shall never look at this pretty picture book. Shock-headed Peter. Just look at him. There he stands with his nasty hair and hands. See, his nails are never cut. They are grimmed as black as soot. And the sloven, I declare, never once has combed his hair. Anything to me is sweeter than to see shock-headed Peter. Cruel Frederick. Here is cruel Frederick. See, a horrid, wicked boy was he. He caught the flies, poor little things, and then tore off their tiny wings. He killed the birds and broke the chairs and threw the kitten down the stairs. And oh, far worse than all beside, he whipped his Mary till she cried. The trough was full, and good dog Tray came out to drink one sultry day. He wagged his tail and wet his lip when cruel Fred snatched up a whip and whipped poor Tray till he was sore, and kicked and whipped him more and more. And this good Tray grew very red, and growled and bit him till he bled. Then you should only have been by to see how Fred did scream and cry. So Frederick had to go to bed. His leg was very sore and red. The doctor came and shook his head. I made a very great to-do and gave him nasty physic too. But good dog Tray is happy now. He has no time to say bow wow. He seats himself in Frederick's chair and laughs to see the nice things there. The soup he swallows sup by sup and eats the pies and puddings up. The dreadful story of Harriet and the matches. It almost makes me cry to tell what foolish Harriet befell. Mama and nurse went out one day and left her all alone to play. Now, on the table close at hand, a box of matches chanced to stand. And kind Mama and nurse had told her that if she touched them they would scold her. But Harriet said, "Oh, what a pity! For when they burn it is so pretty. They crackle so and spit and flame. Mama too often does the same." The pussycats heard this, and they began to hiss and stretch their claws and raise their paws. "Meow," they said. "Meow, meow. You'll burn to death if you do so." But Harriet would not take their advice. She lit a match. It was so nice. It crackled so, it burned so clear, exactly like the picture here. She jumped for joy and ran about and was too pleased to put it out. The pussycat saw this and said, "Oh, naughty, naughty miss, and stretch their claws and raise their paws. 'Tis very, very wrong, you know. Meow, 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 meow. You will be burnt if you do so. And see, oh, what a dreadful thing. The fire has caught her apron string. Her apron burns her arms, her hair. She burns all over everywhere. Then how the pussycats did mew. What else, poor pussies, could they do? They screamed for help. 'Twas all in vain. So then they said, "We'll scream again. Make haste, make haste. Meow, meow. She'll burn to death. We told her so." So she was burnt with all her clothes, and arms, and hands, and eyes, and nose, till she had nothing more to lose, except her little scarlet shoes. And nothing else but these was found among her ashes on the ground. And when the good cat sat beside the smoking ashes, how they cried! Meow, 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 meow. What will mama and nursery do? Their tears ran down their cheeks so fast, they made a little pond at last. The Story of Flying Robert. When the rain comes tumbling down, in the country or the town, all good little girls and boys stay at home and mind their toys. Robert thought, "No, when it pours, it is better out of doors." Rain it did, and in a minute, Bob was in it. Here you see him, silly fella, underneath his red umbrella. What a wind! Oh, how it whistles through the trees and flowers and thistles. It has caught his red umbrella. Now look at him, silly fella. Up he flies to the skies. No one heard his screams and cries. Through the clouds the rude wind bore him, and his hat flew on before him. Soon they got to such a height, they were nearly out of sight. And the hat went up so high that it nearly touched the sky. No one ever yet could tell where they stopped or where they fell. Only this one thing is plain: Bob was never seen again. And those were some poems from Shock-Headed Peter. And my, those really were some very naughty children indeed. Bertie says that if you would like to see some pictures of Shock-Headed Peter, Cruel Fred, Dreadful Harriet and Flying Robert, you can find them all at storynori.com. But don't get too frightened. They're only pictures. But for now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye.